All right, welcome back to Just Another Weird Day. And we are in episode number five.
Five.
Wow. You know that.
We're a little late on this one.
We are a little late, but we're making it happen. So
we wanted to have a podcast with our friends, but it was just too crazy. Someday, Dunlaps. Someday.
Yep. Indeed.
So.
Got an object.
You have one with you?
I have one.
Are you holding it?
Nope.
You hiding it behind you? Does that count as two questions?
That's two questions.
Okay,
so.
Great.
I'm not holding it, and it's not behind me.
Okay. Is it under your chair?
It is not.
Are you wearing it?
No.
Oh. Okay. Is it in front of you?
It is.
Is it that weird thing I'm looking at?
No, it's not.
There's like a weird tool in front of him.
Yeah,
I don't even
know. Some picture hanger thing. It's not that.
Okay.
One more.
Is it small?
Mm.
Can it fit in the palm of your hand?
In my hand, yes.
But not mine. Okay.
It'll rest there just fine.
Okay.
But...
Can you, is it a tool?
It is not a tool.
Okay.
I guess I would not consider it a tool, but you might consider it a tool. Mm-hmm. I say that.
Okay. Can you eat it?
No.
Okay. Is it a decoration piece?
It is not.
Is that
there
it?
You go.
Okay.
There's your 10.
Thank you.
Got it over with.
Nice.
We hit it under here by a little
spacer.
Love
it. Hit it.
It's a book.
Aww.
The title is 10.
Oh, interesting. Ooh, this will bring a dialogue.
So, this book, the title is 10. My brother-in-law, Robert, introduced me to this book. And we had a little guys group, about four or five of us.
Family members.
Read through this book and meet on a call once a week to talk about each chapter and go over that. And this was, I don't know, 6 or 8 months ago that we did this. And so
maybe a year ago, actually.
Was it a year ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, it might have been. I think so. Almost a year ago. And so we wanted to just encourage each other. And this book kind of goes through being a godly man, being a godly husband, just what your priorities are in life. And so
a big takeaway, though, that was kind of a.
Yeah.
Questionable, do we really agree with this book, is like, is the church more important than your family?
Yeah, so this book, the way it lines it up is God, church, family. I don't agree with that. And this book is very adamantly, it's definitely worth talking about, but it very adamantly argues for that position, to where if your church is in need, and your family is in need, you need to choose your church first. And I don't agree with that. But we had some good conversations about it. And I think generally our group of guys kind of agreed with that or disagreed with the book. It doesn't mean this is a bad book. There's actually a lot of encouraging words to go through it, to encourage you to stand out and step up to be a man. And that was good. And actually, I think I more enjoyed, maybe even more than the book, but just meeting with them once a week. Because it was two brother-in-laws and, I guess
your
three brother-in-law. Father-in-law. And so two brother-in-laws married in, and then the other one.
Brother-in-law, my brother.
Yeah, her brother. So anyway, it was good to meet up with them once a week and just talk about theology and the book and all the conversations that it brought. And just made for a good conversation, and it was cool.
I like it.
Yeah.
It's great.
And I really been talking about for too long to do another one on a different book. But
one.
Yeah.
You got to have something interesting to talk about.
Yeah. So there's a Mark Driscoll book that he wrote recently that I would like to go through. It's about manhood. And I have not started that.
Very
but
interesting
I would like
topic
to.
Points, even if you don't agree with everything.
Yeah. So I like that too. Even if we're not agreeing with the topic. Or
that leaves
not
lots of room
yeah,
for conversation.
Lots of
when
conversation.
You're like, okay, but this is why I don't agree, or this is why I do.
So there you go.
I love it. That's
there's my object.
Very cool. Okay. All right.
Like it? Spicing up the objects, getting a little better.
Yeah. I mean, you changed it up each time. So
trying. Okay, keep you guessing.
Yeah, I think it's kind of fun. Hopefully you guys think it's fun too.
Yeah.
So we were gonna talk about Batman.
Well, before that.
But we also have stories for just another weird day.
Well, I'm going to start with the first story because it's
so weird. Yeah, okay. Yeah, we've had some really... You never know, funny day to day.
Never know. So,
coming from work?
Doing handyman stuff now. Yeah. And I get some funny phone calls sometimes of, can you do this? And this was one of those funny phone calls. This lady calls and says, hi, we're a property management company. Do you guys do occupancy checks? And I said, yeah, we do. So what is that? I had no idea what that meant. And what she meant by that was we have a property that's like foreclosed on. We need for you to go make sure that nobody is living there anymore. And if they aren't, to go change the locks and take pictures of the place. Like, okay, not a problem. It's a half a mile away from my house. I can stop by there on the way home, kind of ideal.
Yeah, that was nice. So, it was around the corner, so that's cool.
Yeah. So that was just a funny, like, you get some funny phone calls sometimes, and that was one of them. So I did a occupancy check, and now I know what that is, which led to us going through...
getting a whole day full of work because he was approved for 40 yards of junk removal, rented a U-Haul that we just loaded up three times, took the... thankfully, the junkyard is, like, 5 minutes away.
Yep.
And then also a recycling load. And we found treasures in the attic.
Lots of treasures. Our daughter found lots of treasures. She spent an hour in the attic, I think, or more.
And it was like 5 degrees that day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
that was also cool.
But she found Barbies.
Yeah.
Lots of them. Still in their packages. Some of them still dusty. So it wasn't like a sealed package, but it was still in the package.
They had been sealed and they were in a bag, but there was a lot of other junk and there had been animals in the house, I think.
Yeah.
Little creatures. Anyway, 5 years this house was empty.
Yeah.
And we're finding pictures of the people. I'm just like praying for these people. Like, where are they? I don't know.
Yeah.
There was a sign that said, you are the best mom, just hanging on the wall in this abandoned house for 5 years. I'm like, this is so eerie. And they even had a Jack in the Box. They started like walking through the house, messing with the kids, and they were like hauling trash out. It was a very interesting, weird day experience.
The occupancy check, when I went to go do that, I had to go into the house to like make sure nobody was in there. And I legitimately was a little afraid for myself.
This guy's
and
I'm never like, afraid.
I'm a 6'3". 250-pound, big guy, and I, like, propped the door open and, like, planning my exit route. If someone, like, someone's occupying a squatter, you know, or a druggie or a homeless person, I don't know what I'm going to find in there because there's just...
Well, and apparently there has been a homeless person in the basement, like, a week before that the neighbors would call on. So I'm glad that there was no one to attack my husband.
Yeah, it was a little strange. So,
or our kids when I brought them in there after.
Well, we hauled three loads from you.
Loads.
And
lots
that
of
did not.
Mattresses.
It made a dent, but there's still way more than three loads left
to do around the corner.
Yeah. So anyway.
And that's just a whole nother story. But
I know, right? We can get into that. That's...
If it works out, then we'll talk about it. But
yeah.
It's so crazy.
Yeah.
But very grateful that God's providing the most random ways that he does. And I mean, I feel like my dream has been to rebuild Martinsburg since my sister moved here. And I like signed up for city updates, I don't know, 2 years ago when we visited. And I think that was part of even why we came. There's just been like this repetitive, I've been kind of praying for the city and that my sister can tell people about Jesus and share the gospel and the Bible. And there's a lot of people who I feel like don't have a lot of hope here. I don't know. That's just like a feel that I've had. It's just a little bit slower and
definitely slower.
Like feels like less opportunities, but if you have God, that's just not true. So
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. It's interesting that he's brought us here and slowed us down because it is slower opportunities. Well, not really. I mean, we've done a ton in such a short amount of time, but yeah. All right, well, let's get on to your fun topic from last week.
Oh, Batman. So this is the Batman, the newer one. That's funny. I'm not sure if I would call this one my favorite one. I still think Dark Knight, the second in the Nolan series, would still offer my favorite. But this one...
He's talking about the Robert Pattinson.
Yes, Robert Pattinson, which I think... So this one, I think we briefly talked about how Vengeance, the very beginning of the movie, he starts off as he's Vengeance. He's in the shadows. He's the darkness. To defeat all the bad guys and eliminate the scum. But by the end of the movie, it kind of morphed into, oh, maybe it's not vengeance is what Gotham needs. It's actually hope. Mm-hmm. And so,
man, that goes into my Martinsburg thing. I didn't even plan that.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Gotham and Martinsburg both need hope.
There you go. Need the city. City needs hope. We don't need vengeance. We need hope.
Yes.
Get me flare out and walk down a flooded street or something. So I just like the idea of it. And now, so some things about this movie that stood out to me were he removes his cowl in this one, where you see the black eyeliner. And in all of the Batmans for makeup, they have to do black eyeliner for the cowl. So it looks.
They've never showed.
Otherwise, you would see the white of their eyes around their eyeballs. And so. They show that this time. And so as much as all the Nolan series felt very real or plausible, this one kind of showed the humanity even more with Robert Pattinson and showing a younger Batman who's almost like coming of age, if you will, where he's like...
It seems like he realizes how much family means to him, even though he's lost family. It's like, well, why am I blanking on his name? The butler.
Now you asked a question. I don't remember either. Yes.
Gosh, this is like a key character. Alfred. Thank you. Alfred. He's like, Alfred's in the hospital, and he's like, oh. Yeah, that is very coming of age feeling. Like, I'm an adult. I could lose people.
Yeah.
But I don't want to.
Right.
Facing the reality of the risks of our life. Sure. You know?
Yeah.
It's very psychological, that movie.
It is very psychological.
I think that's why I get engaged personally, because I'm like, I don't like violence or darkness, but I do like hope and endurance.
Yeah, endurance. That's, yeah, it's a lot of
enduring. I think that's why you like Batman too, because he loves problem solving.
Yes, and he holds true to the justice. Like, Batman is all about justice, right? Vengeance, also, justice, go together.
For sure.
But also, yeah, mercy. I mean, and grace. And hope. And I think he finds that. And not necessarily mercy. I think he finds hope in finding out what that's what people need.
But I think he does find mercy because he even teaches Catwoman, like, don't just eliminate this guy off the edge because you're mad. Like, let's figure out what's going on. Let's get to the bottom of this and help heal Gotham. And she's just like, she's even more vengeance than him, you know? So I think he does learn mercy through it as well.
That's a good point. Yeah.
For all you movie buffs out there, for those of you who've never watched Batman with Robert Pattinson, you're not going to understand this box.
And a funny thing about that one, they have the Batmobile on this one, which is like, I don't even know what the heck you call that thing. It's like a classic car because it has a V8 engine. The big engine's not like...
You're getting behind the scenes stuff.
Oh,
now.
I just like how in the one scene where he's about to chase Penguin, he gets in his car and he starts it up. You see this big thing. It's like building up to him taking off, and then the car dies. It's like, and it's funny. My first car was a 66 Mustang with a V8 engine in it. And funny thing is about those old muscle cars is if you gun it like that and your car is not warmed up, it literally does that. Like, I've literally done that before in that car. And so anyway, it was just a funny relation to what happened in the movie.
He can just relate to Batman. Oh, speaking of.
Yes, that's right. We're going to share that one.
So, he, uh, for some reason on my phone, sometimes, you know how Google Photos, if you have Google Photos, it'll be like, is this the same person? And they'll do pictures side by side for like a profile. Well, Jeremy, like 5 times in a row.
I didn't realize it was that much.
No, it was a ton. I have photos of it. They're like, are Batman and Jeremy the same person? He was so happy.
They're pretty great.
Yeah, that was I should find it to actually show it. Maybe I can. Let me see if I can.
No, man.
But it was pretty funny. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah. And then just another tidbit of that movie. When they were looking, why they chose Robert Pattinson for this one, I can't remember the director's name for him, but he was looking for a person that reminded him of Kurt Cobain, which they used Nirvana's music a lot throughout that movie. And
but you're nerdy now.
I know, but Robert Pattinson played a character in a previous movie that was very Kurt Cobain-esque.
And Nico is following in his footsteps.
Oh, there you go.
Not what I was going to show you, but it's so cute.
That's right. So it's like this grunge Batman in the darkness who wants nothing to do with anybody, but he wants to rescue everybody at the same time. Anyway, it's just a funny.
This is also not the one, but there is this really cool place around the corner. I don't know if it'd even come through.
What is it? Oh my
Batman, God. Like a live.
Yes.
What is that? It's not even a cardboard. It's like a plastic cutout.
Yeah.
That is cool. Anyway, it's taller than Jeremy, but it's a Batman. There's a picture of him with it. Yeah. From this pinball, late night pinball machine hangout.
McFlippers. Place. Isn't it called McFlippers?
Tilty McFlippers.
Tilty McFlippers. That's a full size Batman.
Yeah.
If you want to go see it.
Yeah. Pool tables, pinballs. You can go till midnight almost every night. Yep. You've got Party City here. I feel like it's like hardly ever anyone's there.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll have a birthday party there. Maybe we'll have a party there sometime. Maybe for your birthday. That'd be great. Okay, anyway. Yeah, Batman, your birthday. What? Oh, my. Okay. So, anyways. Did you finish your story with Kurt Cobain?
Yes, I finished.
I'm sorry. I feel like I interrupted you.
That's fine. No,
I do this a lot. I get into picture land and absolve from reality. Yeah.
Yep. We're good.
It's good.
Yep.
It's fun to remember.
Yeah, we talked about Dunlap's.
Yeah, and Greek Orthodoxy.
Mm-hmm.
The Hively's and the Dunlap's are getting us.
Yeah, you guys heard a little bit about that.
When we seem to talk about church every week, you know.
Christmas Eve episode.
Yeah, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
Greek Orthodox. I mean, that is the theme in my life since we've been in West Virginia. God is merciful. But my parents have been going to an Anglican church in California this last year. And it's kind of a step towards, I don't know, Protestantism compared to Orthodoxy. So it's more of a balance between like what we've grown up with and Greek. Anyway, so we're going to check that out in Charlestown, just like 15 minutes south of here, maybe 20 minutes.
Yeah.
This Sunday. Because we do want my parents to move here, too. Although I think it'll be a long time if they do.
Yeah.
We'll see. It's nice that they're visiting. We have my parents visiting for a few weeks. And we've been going to your parents' house to watch Mr. Beast on Thursdays.
Yeah.
Have you guys watched Mr. Beast?
Yeah, the new Amazon series. That's really, really fun. Entertaining.
Yeah.
Psychological games.
Definitely psychological games. And I've teased that we are definitely into that because we had an escape room for 8 years. So sure. We do like to see what people will do in unique settings.
You know, that's a different way to use hope. All of them are hoping for $5 million. So that's like the prize of the game. And so he's holding that over them.
Yeah.
And they will continue to play any game he throws at them in the hope that they will get $5 million, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just a different way to look at hope.
Yeah, we only just said you could win.
Yeah, that's true.
Will you be a winner? Can you get out within an hour?
Mm-hmm.
But other people are, like, getting prizes. Interesting. All right, well, should we pull out of the hat? And okay. Then I'll close with my verse. Just have a short. Yeah, 20 minutes. We don't have any guests today, so we can keep it shorter today.
Nutrition, fads, diets, exercise.
Gyms or at-home workouts.
Yep.
I don't know. I kind of went off on that one.
Yeah. So what were you thinking when you wrote that?
Well, I know I want to start working out at the gym again. We were so good in California.
We were.
I felt really good. And it was like date day. We just had time to talk every day. We'd work out, start the day. I was just had more energy. I've been pretty good about no sugar, except for this week. This week has not been good.
Yeah.
Uncle Randy brought a bunch of Trader Joe's chocolate home. Okay. There's a Trader Joe's an hour away from here. And I haven't had it since like California, really. That's why I'm tired.
Start working out, but my job is also very physical, so it's kind of not fair because I still get to work out. I was on a roof and up a ladder all day today.
Yeah.
But I do miss the membrane on the roof. Yes.
That's... The membrane between Barbie Land and the real world. Oh, wait, sorry.
Yes. The membrane is very different than her membrane and her relationship to membranes. Okay. Anyway, inside joke there.
You have to know the Barbie movie. I think this is just a movie buff episode. Barbie and Batman.
There you go. I like it. Match made in heaven.
And then we'll talk about nutrition and health. Next week.
Cool.
Yeah.
Like it.
That could go on topic for a lot of things. Because I think there's been a lot of arguments for health leaders in our country lately also. There's a lot there. So stay tuned for next week.
Cool.
That makes me think of another verse, but I'll stick with the one that I had putting down. I have a lot of Texas roots, okay? 2 Corinthians 10:5 says, "We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ." And I definitely need that.
Take every thought captive. That's a tall order.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, God doesn't leave a lot of wiggle room. He's like, pray without ceasing. Be perfect. Or be holy as I am holy, or different translations, be perfect as I am perfect. Give thanks in all circumstances. He's pretty, like, extreme.
I'll say so.
That's why we need mercy and grace, because we fall short. And faith is the only medium to get us covered by Jesus. That's my 2 cents.
Absolutely.
So blessings, friends, and comment on your favorite movie.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Till next week.
Yeah. See you next week.